Welcome to the Countdown Podcast, and we are about to review Everything, Everywhere, All at Once for you today. My name is Wayne.
And my name is Paul. Straight into it then for this brand new film, which has come out in the North Americas, but doesn't get a release here until April 14th in Australia. So with big thanks to Sean Collins for the advanced screening invite last night that we got to catch.
Sure.
This is a American science fiction action comedy fantasy film.
Yeah. Sure, sure.
Written and directed by the Daniels, which I kind of like. Daniel Kwan and Daniel Scheinert, and it stars...
No, hang on, Paul. According to the to the actual credits, it's directed by Daniels, okay. Not the Daniels,
okay.
So it's a little odd. So keep going.
All right, my apologies.
No, but I found it weird. I'm like, why is it Daniels?
This one stars Michelle Yeoh, K-Hui Kwan.
Short Round.
Short Round, or...
Data.
Pincers of Power dude from Data, from the Goonies. Stephanie Hsu, Jenny Slate, James Hong, and Jamie Lee Curtis. It's 139 minutes long, and the budget was $25 million. Which is pretty impressive.
Oh, really?
When you think about what's put up there on the screen. Good luck, Wayne, but what's this about? Actually, there's a very simple way to describe it. Probably that's the way to go.
Okay. Evelyn Wang is an aging Chinese immigrant who lives above a laundromat business that she owns with her husband, Short Round. Sadly, there's no time for love, Dr. Jones, because she is suddenly... You like that? I worked on it.
Well.
She is suddenly swept up in an insane adventure where she alone can save the world by exploring other universes, connecting with lives she could have led. That's
yeah.
That's
I would say not save the world, save the multiverse.
My apologies, the multiverse.
Mm. All right, that's a pretty good synopsis.
By the way, I think the fucking Marvel guys... produced this.
They did. I should have mentioned that. The Russos were two of the producers, along with Mike LaRocca and the two Daniels. Mm. Sorry, Daniels and Jonathan Wang. Now, the critics, relatively few of them so far, but on Rotten Tomatoes has a 96% approval rating from 78 critics with an average rating of 8.8 out of 10. Nothing even for Metacritic as of yet.
Mm-hmm.
That's how brand new this one is. On Letterboxd today, when I did my review, 4.4 out of 5. Stars for the 2,000 people average score so far who have seen it.
Whoa.
So this is getting a lot of love and a lot of play. Will it continue to get love from the Countdown, Wayne? What did you think of Everything, Everywhere, All at Once?
Mostly great. Mostly great. Most of you folks, from based on my knowledge of the community and so on, you're not Asian. And hence you don't have an Asian mother like I do. Right? So you may be unaware of what it's like to that. And I can tell you it's no picnic. And the girls have you...
Well...
The girls have it far, far heavy. Far
for example, you're no James... Bond,
exactly. I'm no James Bond, according to my mother, which means you, my friend, are unattractive. So this is the thing. One...
You are a sad, strange little man.
Well, one thing
have
this...
my pity.
Fuck Sorry. You. One thing this movie does is it does effectively and hilariously show you what it's like to have that particular aspect, the Asian mother. They're quite critical. They got zero qualms about letting you know in front of people.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that part of it, which is essentially in the first.
And act. Then is the offset dad, who's lovely and overcompensatory, is that... also par for the course?
Some Asian men are like that. A lot of them are just as cunty as anyone else.
In this film, it doesn't make a lot of sense because James Hong, the legendary James Hong, going for so many different roles in so many different films.
Big Trouble Little China,
Big
baby.
Big Trouble Little China, is playing Evelyn's dad, and he seems to be a really hard taskmaster as well.
So. Oh, look, as an Asian person, you don't get more benevolent as you age. Neither do we all, I'm sure. But yeah, so that's that was great.
I don't know about that. Like, I know you don't have children, so you haven't got to see your mom as a grandparent.
Mm.
Or maybe you have with your sister's kids.
Yeah.
But she's softer and...
Soft as hell.
Yeah.
But she's a woman. Oh, I see what you mean.
See what you mean? Like,
but she's not that kind of my sister's, you know what I'm saying? So it's about your daughter.
Yeah, but that's my point, though, that with the next generation, they tend to be much nicer
that
and
is
easier
actually,
going.
That's an excellent
point. And I don't mean Asian, I mean all grandparents.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. No, good call, good call. So that's, in terms of that part of the movie, absolutely great. It's crazy and trippy, and I liked that too. And mostly this crazy, trippy thing is quite difficult to pull off in a film, but I felt that this execution did pull it off.
Yeah.
The emotional, philosophical, deeply weird aspect of it, which what I like about the film is that it's about going and discovering metaphysical wisdom along the way. It's trying to answer big questions, which I love. I like art that is about big things if it's well executed.
Yep.
Unfortunately, Paul.
Mm.
It then went on to take a really long time to end. I felt like it got to where it was going to lead you, and it came up with a satisfying solution, but then it just hung around like a jaded cop trying to get a pension. It just fucking it just fucking didn't leave. I'm like, yo, I thought we're done here. And then it just kept going. Now, it's about...
Wayne, is there any chance at all that your opinion here is influenced by the fact that you might have had plans afterwards?
I'm going to say yes.
Right.
All right. I had plans afterwards that I had to get to, and I thought the movie would only be 2 hours max. It was longer than 2 hours max.
Wayne doesn't do a lot of research.
No, I had
before he goes to see a
I
film.
I talked to Sean on the way in, and she said it's like a two-hour movie. I'm like, cool. It's actually two and change.
Right? Well, it's 2 hours. I thought it was 2 hours 12, but apparently it's 2 hours and 19.
Yeah, so it's getting knocking on the door of 2.5 hours, right? Which mm-hmm. is long for any movie.
Agreed.
Right. So I think
we're well renowned and shat upon in the yes. podcasting universe for our disdain for long films.
Exactly. So I think the problem with it is you've got this breakneck speed movie. All the way through, just about, certainly the second act. And then it sort of trails off. It's still doing it. And you're sitting there going, now the pace is really slowed down by comparison. It's probably a normal pace for a normal movie, but not for this movie. So that made it seem longer than it was. So I'm not going to destroy the movie based on that because I know there's external things and so on. That. I still think it's a good movie. I still think you should go in there knowing that it's this long. Take a piss.
which
I did twice.
And you missed a really good moment.
Exactly, fucking shit. So I think there's a bit of that going on. So I'm going to allow that. I actually think that the strength here is the performances.
Agreed.
Everyone's lovely here. Everyone's really doing a good job.
Everyone's on top of their game. Michelle Yeoh is an absolute superstar.
She's she's like the Asian Angelina Jolie. So like, she's a really long career.
She has to do so much in this movie.
Oh, it's every scene's in her. She's in it. Pretty much.
She's central, obviously, to the plot. But just there's because we're seeing multiple versions of her, we're seeing multiple iterations, and therefore, yes. even though it's the same person, different characteristics are emphasized.
Yes.
And she just carries it all so well, and the world weariness of the main Evelyn is just perfect.
No, that's the real, because actually, I think that's what's endearing about the film as well. It's shot in such a way, I can see why this is produced by people who did high-end shit like, you know, Captain America and shit like that.
Well, it's produced by them, but it's written and directed by these Daniels,
yeah.
who did this film called Swiss Army Man.
Oh, the Daniel Radcliffe one?
Yeah, where he, like? He's a corpse.
Is it
he
good?
Just farts his way through the film.
Is it good?
And about to halfway through this film, I'm like, this is a lot like Swiss Army Man in some ways. And I didn't even realize it was the same people directed it. So they clearly have a style which I was tapping into without consciously realizing that.
Well, that's what was good about it, the style of the film. And you know what you're saying is only $25 million, right? The tech in this movie is Bluetooth earpieces. Mm-hmm. They didn't have to design anything. They've made it like that. And I looked at it and I was like, do I think that this works? Because they clearly haven't got a props department. They're just doing things. And I decided, yes, I do like it. The way that it's handled, the way that it looks, because it's dank and dark, you're not expecting a high-end thing.
Well, it's A24. They're not big budget. They're not Marvel, Disney, Sony,
indie-ish.
You know, all the rest of the stuff. This is an indie studio.
Mm.
And they put this one out there. And I reckon it's going to make a lot of money.
No, it's going to travel.
It's not going to make $500 million, but it's going to make $150 million on a $25 million budget.
No, it's going to do great. And I think that this is going to be... every now and then, Hollywood has like a yellow essence where like, you know, the Asian market film is good. You get a little bit of... What's a Parasite, you know, that year? You know, that was a very Asian-y kind of year. Shang-Chi a little bit. You know, things like that last year. So I think that this is one of those films that's going to be, ooh, look at this. And it's a foreign film, kind of. Like, a lot of it is in Chinese.
Some of it's in Chinese.
Or whatever. Cantonese. I don't know.
Set in America.
Set in America, yeah. So, but it's like a lot of subtitles. And so this is quite arty, like a little bit. Do you know what I mean? So I think it's going to be one of those films that people are like, oh, have you seen this excellent new sort of, not really, but kind of foreign film?
Well, I am relieved, I have to say, given we haven't really heard what I've thought about the film yet, that you didn't hate it, because I got the real sense, and I could feel you shifting uncomfortably next to me in the last half an hour of the movie, and it did distract a little bit, but we've had this discussion the other way, where I'm the one going...
Yeah, I know.
So it was maybe the most lived experience that I can recall in quite some time.
Well, the thing is, there was an epilogue after what I thought was the end, which I already thought was long for the end that was after the previous end. So I'm like, is there still not left?
And we all know after last week in particular how much your disdain for films
that
don't
end. Let's get onto that during
the main
episode.
We will during the main episode. We'll record that next.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. So yes, that's what I thought.
I was half expecting you to come in and just go, pretty good. Then it was shit, and it was too long and shit. Blah. And
if we just cut 20 minutes off the movie.
Yeah, actually, somewhere in here I've written that in my review. This film is too long by a good 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It literally grinds to a halt. And films normally, they work the other way.
Yeah.
Slow and steady to build. And then we hit and it's like a ride. It ends with the biggest thing at the end, towards the end of the film, in the third act. You know, the resolution is usually...
Yes, the ride.
The big part of it.
Yeah, the,
right?
The big
so you build and build and build, and the big sweet part is towards the end. This film's almost the opposite.
Well, here's why I think that the runtime fine, but like the thing that really bothered me, I think, was that at the end, they seem to make the same point like 2-3 times in this session.
They do.
And I'm like, no, I got it. You don't need to keep me here. Like, yeah. I'll make it better.
Try and remember to come back to this in the spoiler section, but there are things they do that extend this runtime which just weren't necessary. The film mistakenly thinks that we care about, if I can just put it into very simple terms, other multiverses.
Yes.
And we don't.
We don't. Exactly. That's the thing it does. It goes, oh, it's showing you stuff, but it's showing you way too much of that stuff. I kind of care. I kind of know what's going on here, and I don't care what happens.
Like, there are moments in this film which are very, very funny. Like, not rolling the floor. There's one scene where I was literally
I got some big laughs.
Metaphorically knee slapping. Yeah. You know. But they belabor that joke by coming back to it 9-10 times over. It's like, enough.
You're going to have to tell me which one exactly in spoilers.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Happy to do so. The cast, I want to jump on that too. Excellent. I mentioned, we talked about Michelle Yeoh a little bit, but I think also here, having Short Round back, so Jonathan Ki-Hwan.
I'm not sure, actually.
No, sorry. We mispronounced
Short Round.
Short Round slash Data. It was so great to see him on the screen again.
Dude, seeing him back up.
And I literally turned to you and said, this Short Round.
And I was like, yeah, you didn't know that?
No, I think I said, the words I said were, this is the Princess of Power guy.
Oh, Data with a Princess of Power. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's funny shit. By the way, Data was the fucking tits.
He was great in this.
He was the... But also,
he had to do some physical work during a lot of the scenes, and the way he would switch between his different versions of himself.
Dude,
brilliant.
That was the best thing, okay? So Data, when he starts talking initially, I'm like, fuck, he has the same voice as Short Round. He still sounds like a young guy. Like a kid, sort of. But then when you see the iterations of him through this thing, he's more than that. He's in one multiverse, he's a cool motherfucker, right? And I'm like, oh, this motherfucker can play cool. But then he's like a nerd guy, but then he's an action guy. But that, very good stuff.
Yep.
All good work.
The film also does some really cool things with its limited budget. Like, there's a device where the screen shatters at a moment, a pivotal moment where a decision's been made and we're splitting into shatters.
Yeah, yeah.
It cracks like a mirror.
Yep.
Which is a nice little device to show here's a new universe being created.
Yeah, no, it's well
handled. The editing in this film is unbelievable. Yes, it's too long, so I don't mean it that way, but I think that's a script issue, not an editing issue.
Yeah.
But the number of cuts in this movie, I would like to see some statistics on this. I reckon it could be the most number of cuts in a film ever made.
Because when they reference all the multiverse.
Yes.
And then he goes back.
There's scenes where we're seeing one version, one character, usually Evelyn, like 23-50 different.
That's right. Which means shooting schedule is like, we'll shoot all of this multiverse, then all of that multiverse.
25 million. Just great. Yeah, I think it got a little bit up its own ass with some of its concepts.
Yep, I would agree with that. I know what you mean.
Yeah, like, and you have to, I missed one, again, we'll stay for spoilers. I missed one thing, like, I didn't understand really why they have to do that. And it's a big thing through the whole film. And they never come back around to explain it again. You just got to go with it. And that, the pace is so frenetic. After that first 20-minute intro, 25-minute intro, give or take, the next hour of the film, maybe even hour 20, is just go, 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 go. And it does stop to give you exposition, but if you miss that one or two lines of exposition, you kind of lost a bit.
No, and you have to... The problem with movies where you don't know what's going on for a good first chunk of the movie is it still needs to entertain you in that time or it pisses you off, and then you'll lose people. And once they're out mentally, they're out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So this doesn't do that. So I will say that. It's good. What's probably cool about it is that it doesn't... In giving you some answer, it's basically asking the question, the what's the point question, right? That's what this movie is doing. What's the point of life question, right? And it comes up with an answer that I quite like eventually. So that is the good thing. There's no there kind of thing. There's no, don't worry, it's all going to be, it's not that, but it's also still satisfying. So that's the best, probably the second best thing about this movie.
I think the energy, the infectious sort of zany, funny, exhilarating pace of the first two-thirds of the film, like I said, gives way to that sort of quieter ending, which... It's a little bit of a down for me.
No, it is.
And I guess that's my big problem with the film. I didn't end as well as it started and through the middle. So I guess that's probably all we can really say. We've talked a long time without spoiling. And the reality is, this film's almost impossible to spoil. You could say the summary statement and give it away.
Yeah.
But otherwise, you have to see this movie.
Yeah. It's almost like, if you haven't seen it, you should go see it and cut out before this. Yeah, don't listen to the spoilers until you've seen it.
You've got to make your own decision on this movie. Like, this film deserves to be seen. It's a standalone IP. It's not based on anything else before it. It's incredibly new and creative and different. Yes, it's playing on multiverses, which after Marvel is a big thing at the moment. But still, this is completely its own thing and deserves to be seen. So, it's my highest possible recommendation because it's the kind of film you got to make your own mind up.
Yeah, and it's different.
And it's very different.
It's different.
And it's intriguing and all the rest of that stuff. Is it perfect? Absolutely not. Did it let me down in some ways? Yes. But overall, very pleased to have seen it. Mm. So there we go. Check this movie out.
Nice one.
All right, then let's get into spoilers on the other side of Jack.
You can't handle the truth.
And the truth is, this film is mind-blowing. Like, I don't know. There's no way to possibly describe. Probably should have said that in the spoiler section and adequately describe it. You gave a very brave attempt.
Yeah.
But there's so much going on in this film.
Totally. And what was really cool about it was the device, shall we say, by which they get people to go in and out of different universes. It's a seemingly random thing that they have to do.
Which connects to the other person
connects
somehow.
To the other person, and when they do the jump, it actually gets to the place that they want to get to. And it might be, like, for example, with, you know, Jamie Lee Curtis, she has to staple the fucking thing to her head to get to become the whatever. To
that was a bit I kind of missed in the fast dialogue. Like, why are we doing this?
Yeah.
Like, it didn't really make any sense.
And then
to
she's
me.
Like, do this, do paper cups in your hand, right? Which I saw Paul Grimace.
Oh my
right?
God, that was rough, that bit.
I know.
Holy shit.
This kind of shit was, and that's what goes on in this. And I think that is thematically similar to the idea that, because what this movie is saying is, look, wife, existence, universes, the planet, you. Are all some random shit that goes on, and it doesn't really fucking matter. Nothing that you really do matters, and
not
so
in the big picture, long, overall
not in
scheme
the big
of
picture,
things.
Right?
A
so why
years
bother?
From now, no and one's gonna know
exactly. So that's why it's like, oh, okay. So the daughter is like, I
Unless
don't
you're
give a
Alexander
fuck.
Alexander the Great or whatever. Yeah.
Exactly. So you know, and the I think that what the movie's getting to is that okay, it's all nothing really matters. So what's important? And then at the end, what you get is that Michelle Yeoh says, yes, I could be this person. I could be anyone. I could be a movie star. I could blah, 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 blah. But I choose to be here with you. And essentially, I believe the push of the movie is, it's just where you choose to be. No, nothing's ever going to matter. All the things that you do don't matter. And it never, like, you know, not that it don't matter, but like it'll be forgotten. It's just random. And everything that happens to you is also random. But can't you choose to be with the people you love? I think that's the point of the movie. I think that's the point.
Yeah.
And isn't it worth choosing if you have a life? That's what I think is going on.
Yeah, the reveal that her daughter is actually the big baddie was not a surprise to me at all. I kind of knew that from the get-go.
Yeah.
I think the film kind of let itself down a little bit there. Probably could have held that back a bit longer and played with it a bit more, and it didn't. Small criticism, but...
Yeah. I mean, I think that's all just, you know, she's the big evil person. Everyone's fighting against her, but really she's just trying to kill herself. And she wanted to find Michelle Yeoh to see if Michelle Yeoh, who seemingly is imbibed with
her mum.
Yeah. The similar sort of talent, skill set, whatever. Well, is she also bored? It's literally what she's
built that way, yeah.
Yeah.
And
so
the bagel and all the rest of that.
The
stuff.
Bagel, all very random. The whole point is it's very random, weird, like shit. So that's why it's getting away with being kind of not making sense. Because it's saying, no, the purpose of this is nothing makes sense.
The scene I was alluding to before, which they just grind into the ground, the joke is the wiener fingers.
Yeah, okay. So the wiener fingers thing turns up in the trailer and you look at it and you're like, yeah, you're right. That one, that I grew tired of that very quickly.
But like, why don't we go back there again and again to, you know, I don't care. I just don't care. I don't care whether the movie star bloody
I think the point for that
Evelyn
is that.
Ends up with her husband or not in this suave suit. I just don't care.
Well, I think that, look, I don't think it's enough, but I think the reason why they went kept going back to the Jamie Lee Curtis and her with the sausage fingers or whatever, right, is that Evelyn's already, like, sort of slighted by the fact that her daughter's gay, and in that multiverse, she's gay with her. So it's like, I know, it's not enough of a point to harp on, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, and I think that that's why, I mean, one thing
or
I wanted
or the fact the film literally grinds to a complete halt, and we just have two rocks staring out over a canyon.
Oh, yeah, that... Well, look, I
and
actually
it was kind of funny for a moment.
It was funny, but
again, we played on that way.
It hung
too
around long. A little long, yeah. Exactly. And I think making, well, you know, I have a question for you, Paul. Short round. How do you think his balls look?
What's hilarious to me, Wayne, is you segue very, very non-noticeably into amazing. Our Manscaped promotion.
Yeah, that's right.
That we partnered with to launch their
Lawnmower 4.0.
Yeah, the performance package.
That's right.
Is that I just mentioned two rocks. And you totally left it alone.
You're right. Two rocks, which would be as smooth as your balls
and they were
look.
Very smooth looking rocks, I can
exactly.
tell you.
Exactly. Almost as smooth as your balls will be
almost.
After Manscaped is used on them. Now, everyone, it's got wireless charging. It looks like a sweet unit on your counter. It's got very highly machined and very well. It's like it's a quality
you can take
unit.
It in the shower.
Ceramic
less
blades.
Mess. Ceramic blade to
okay.
anti-nick technology.
Anti-nick technology. Yep. And it will basically make you have... rock-like balls in a good way in smoothness. Or you could use one of the combs provided and just go with a bit of George Michael fucking man fuzz. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
A bit of fucking 3-day growth. By the way, my ball hair is still black. So that's nice. It's not gray anymore, you know? It's not gray like some of my beard hairs.
Oh, my beard hair is all gray up in
Yeah,
the
but
way.
Your salt and pepper thing will work for you as a white man. Mm. Won't work for me. So, and that's why I use Manscaped.
There you are then. What more endorsement? Now, here is what you need to do. If you are at all interested in having balls like rocks.
If you've always thought about Manscaped, this is the way to go. Definitely hit
Manscaped.com.
Manscaped.com and go by whatever it is. And at the checkout point, type in CDPC20 and it drops the total by 20% immediately.
And boom. Ensures you get free delivery.
Free delivery, son.
From all the way over in the North Americas if you are here.
That's right. They sent us one, free everything, yep. All wicked. So, and it came. So awesome. Which is big in Australia.
So yeah, get on board. CDPC20 on manscaped.com.
What?
Yeah. All right. So like I said, film ground to a bit of a halt for me.
Right.
And like I said, maybe I was just more aware of it because I knew you were wanting to get off and do other things and all the rest of that stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But still, overall, what an inventive, zany, over-the-top, creative film.
Yeah.
And that's what I really want to get behind.
That's
and really
it. Endorse. I don't want to penalize it. Like, because Wolf of Wall Street?
Mm-hmm.
That was an amazing movie all the way through and then it went on for like half an hour too long and I started hating it. I don't want to be that guy, Paul. But I might be that guy. So on this occasion, I'm going to say, yeah, it's too long.
Yep.
If you can get past that and be a bit patient at the end, which I couldn't, then you're going to enjoy it more. And please walk in with that knowledge. So there you are.
All right, then. Anything else you want to say about... Oh, I should just mention some of the action is pretty well filmed. Very entertaining.
For what it is, it is good. Yeah. It's not
They're
it's
working...
Not slick.
I mean, they're speeding up the footage in places and whatever else. Not... But too offensively?
It didn't look out of place given the sort of dank nature of the way it was filmed. It's not supposed to be expensive. So you're...
It's not glossy. No,
it's not glossy. Exactly. Not flashy. But that's fine because the movie's not flashy. So, yeah.
All right. Very well, nice. Not flashy in that way, but flashy in its gaudiness and over the topness. And
It's not highly produced, shall we say.
No, not for $25 million. No. Yeah. All right, Wayne, what do you reckon then? What's your overall score and final thoughts on Everywhere? Everything Everywhere All at Once. Whichever way it is, I forget.
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Yep. Good film. Make sure you piss beforehand. 72 out of 100. What?
Very funny. My score, 72
oh, really?
Out of 100.
Ooh, that doesn't happen too often.
Yeah, exactly. Spot on. No, like to me, this is in my top 5 films of the year so far.
I wouldn't know because I don't think like that. So there you are.
There you go. I think that's the endorsement that hopefully you're looking for. You've only listened to this, I would hope. If you've seen the film. So if
hopefully you agree or at least have...
And if you don't, let us know. And you can do that and check out our website, thecountdownpodcast.com. It's got a link to all our socials where you can let us know all your thoughts about the show, this film, or everything else more generally to do with film and television. Follow us on Podbean where we host this show. Like and do that there. And
Facebook all on our socials.
Listener community on Facebook. The Countdown Listener Community on Facebook. It's the place where everyone's been going off. Lots of conversations this week.
Yes. It's a fun place.
As there are indeed most places. Some really cool people there.
Links in the show notes.
Awesome. That's it from us today. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Paul.
My name is Wayne.
And this has been The Soundboard. Daniels. Catch you next time. See ya.
See ya.